This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has emphasized that the Constitution is the core pillar of unity in the country. Terming unity in diversity a unique feature of the country, the Prime Minister said that his government's policies and decisions are directed towards strengthening the unity of the country. The Prime Minister said this while he was responding to the special discussion on the glorious journey of 75 years of the Constitution of India in the Lok Sabha today. The Prime Minister said his government is committed to implement Uniform Civil Code, UCC, because it reflects the vision of the country's constitution makers. He said NDA government is working to bring a secular UCC. Prime Minister Modi proposed 11 resolutions before Parliament aimed at shaping India's future. This includes development for all and zero tolerance for corruption. The Prime Minister highlighted the steps taken by the NDA government to bring unity in the country through various schemes and initiatives. On the country's rapid economic expansion, the Prime Minister said India is committed to become a developed nation and it will become a third largest economy in coming years. Lauding the glorious journey of the Indian Constitution during the last 75 years, the Prime Minister said this is a matter of pride for the country. He remembered the contribution made by its framers, saying that Indian democracy is an inspiration for the world. Mr. Modi said the government is working with a focus on women-led development and Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam was passed by the Parliament last year. Two bills related to One Nation, One Election are scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha on Monday. Union Law Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal will introduce the Constitution 129th Amendment Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill in the lower house. Recently, the government has accepted the recommendations of the high-level committee constituted for exploring the idea of One Nation, One Election, paving the way for simultaneous elections across the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today chaired the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi. Mr. Modi will address the conference tomorrow. The 3-day conference, which began yesterday, is focusing on the evolution and implementation of a common development agenda and a blueprint for cohesive action in partnership with the states. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the center and state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. Chief of the Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi today participated virtually in the second Land Forces Summit held in Japan. The summit brought together army chiefs and senior generals from several nations, including Japan, the United States, Australia, Indonesia, Philippines, and the Republic of Korea. In his address, General Dwivedi highlighted valuable insights into India's security and strategic perspective in the Indian Ocean region. He emphasized the importance of enhancing multinational defense cooperation. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today called for finding a systematic solution to stubble burning and said that it should not be left to individuals. Addressing the gathering after conferring the National Energy Conservation Awards 2024 in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar urged to find a solution for the hazardous environmental situation that the national capital faces every year. Underlining the importance of responsible consumption, Mr. Dhankar said that the citizens must have an obligation that there has to be optimal utilization of resources and energy. The South Korean Foreign Ministry sent diplomatic letters to all foreign missions in the country today, assuring that diplomacy will continue under the acting leadership of the Prime Minister following the impeachment of President Yoon Suk-yeol. The ministry assured that it will continue to proceed with diplomatic schedules as planned, even under the acting president's system, it said in a message to reporters hours after the National Assembly voted to impeach Yoon after the botched martial law order. The Indian men's team finished 5th at the World Squash Team Championships 2024 after beating host Hong Kong China 2-0 in the playoffs today. Meanwhile, the Indian women ended their campaign in the 7th position after securing a narrow 2-1 victory over France in their final match of the competition. And that is the end of this news bulletin.